Well, hello and welcome, everybody. It is Thursday, the 5th of May, 2024. It is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great week. Of course, it will soon be the weekend. But for me, my weekend starts now. Now, I am on call this weekend, so it doesn't technically start. I don't really have a weekend. But tomorrow, I've got the day off from work and I'm off to Gardeners World Spring Fair. This is down at Bewley. I have been for many, many years now, since the first one, basically. I very nearly didn't go this year, if I'm honest with you. The past years I've noticed they're adding bits, but it's very much the same as it has been in the years past. And that could be the same for some of the other shows as well. So I very nearly didn't go to any of the Gardeners World shows this year, but I had a bit of a chat with them at the press event and they were very much saying that there is going to be much more veg this year. I think there is a bit of a moving trend to people wanting to see more veg at these events. So, well, I had to go, didn't I? I said I will go and I'm hoping it's going to live up to the promise. Now, I will, of course, give you a completely honest opinion on Sunday when I talk to you on the Supporters Club. And you're going to hear my recordings from the on the main podcast on Monday. So, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed it is going to be a good event. I'm really excited to go, if I'm honest with you. I'm looking forward to it, and I certainly do think it is going to be a lot of fun. If anything, it's just going to be good to see lots of people. Now, if you are going tomorrow, 1 o'clock, we're going to be meeting up by the show gardens on the grass verge. So that's where we're hoping to meet. I have got a map somewhere, actually. I better check that out. Now, plan for the weekend, of course. Saturday, I'm going to head down to the allotment and it's basically going to be time to start planting out lots of vegetables. In the greenhouse, tomatoes and cucumbers are going to go in. Outside, beans and cabbages and kale and celeriac, they're also going to get planted up. So hopefully that's going to lead to getting the allotment, getting plants in the ground and getting things growing. At home, very much going to be the same sort of thing. Planting out more plants, more tomatoes and cucumbers, and just getting this growing season really underway. Just getting all our plants into the ground. Now, once these plants are planted out, they are going to need a really, really good drink. And then we are going to have to water them daily for this next week, just to get them established. So I'm going to have to pop down to the allotment a lot. Not a problem. I do tend to go to the allotment at least once a day on the way home from work these days. So it does work out quite nicely. Now, one other thing that I want to talk to you guys about might be a bit of a short podcast this evening, I'm not sure. But one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about is, of course, what seeds I have sent you. Now, we've got the pack in the post, so they should be maybe with you very, very soon, to be honest. We got them in the post on Tuesday, so they could well be with you already for all I know. But in the pack, of course, there is our newspaper that's got instructions on how to grow the seeds and a few tips. Now, I've got to admit, I'm looking at the newspaper and I'm thinking we might have to make it a bit bigger. There's more things I want to include, more details of what I want to include as well. And then, of course, in the same pack, we have the seeds. And I think it's another good month. So first of all, in the first pack of seeds we're going to have is the courgette green bush. Everybody I know grows courgettes. They're one of those vegetables that we grow, we end up with a lot of courgettes, then we have to give them away to neighbours and friends and family, or we have to preserve them. I'm hoping once our courgettes are really well established and we're picking lots of them, we're going to come up with some good ways to preserve these. Courgettes. Then we've got the butternut squash. Now, butternut squash is one of my favourite vegetables. It's a really good, strong winter vegetable, or winter squash, sorry. If we store it correctly, it can last a long way into the winter. It does take quite a long time, but once it's planted up and it snakes around and grows, it should do pretty well for us. So that's a definite one that I am pleased to be growing. We sent them out June last year with a plan to sow them quite early on in June. We didn't get a great year last year, and we're hoping this year is going to be a little bit better. Runner bean, a Scarlet Emperor variety. I'm not keen on runner beans, if I'm honest with you, but my wife likes them, and we're just growing them for that reason as well. And I know a lot of people do like runner beans as well. They're pretty useful in the kitchen, of course. And I also do like how they look on a plot. So we're going to get those in the ground in the seed sowing this month as well. Then we got a sweet corn. Wouldn't be right to not include a sweet corn. This is an early bird variety, so it's quite a dwarfing variety, but I think that's okay, don't you? I think that's not too bad. Sweet corn, of course, we have to grow in a square. It's like a grass. It's wind pollinated. It is related to grass, I should say. So it is wind pollinated. So it doesn't need insects to pollinate it. It just needs a bit of wind. Then we've got a kale. This is a Borkal Scarlet, which is a quite a good kale, I've got to say. We are trying to grow a bit more kale this year, so I'm quite looking forward to getting this one sown and growing. Then we've got chervil. Chervil is a herb. It's not a very well-known herb, granted, but it is one that I think we should all grow, and it's quite a popular one once you start using it. Now, all these seeds can be sown throughout May. I've actually set the dates when I'm going to be sowing them, and I've set these dates to try and get the best out of all the plants. Some, like courgette, four of them really need doing early in the season, in the month. And something like courgette and the butternut squash, because they grow quick, we kind of need to get them outside quite quickly as well. Of course, a lot of getting the outside does rely on the risk of frost blasting. So for me, we have just gone past it. There is still a very, very slight chance we might get a frost, but we've taken a plunge and we're going to see how we get on. It's always worth checking your local weather to see when your last frost day is. Right, guys, I'm going to wrap this one up. Like I said, I will be back on Sunday, and I'll let you know how we get on at Gardeners World Spring Fair. I'm looking forward to it, I've got to say. Right, you take care. Have a good weekend. Whatever you do, let me know what you're doing this weekend. And if you are going to Gardeners World Spring Fair, let me know as well. Right, see you again next time.